We're holding that Chuf Aleph from Aleph on top. Again, the Gemara says, Mikol Mokom Kasha Besilas Astira, that according to Ziri, that he said before, Nishpura Mafrekas Roiv Vosimo, it's a Nevela. So the question is, how can you make an El Malika, I Bishas Yikoti Simonim, the Oif is the Mace already? So my answer is, Amarova, aim is like this. So this is the way you have to make a malika. A malika is that choytech shedra, true, the kayin takes his thumb and presses down through the back of the neck of the bird, but choytech shedra breaks through the backbone there, or mafrekis, but below roiv basa, does not cut roiv of the basa. So clearly he's choytech first the shedra, that's the spinal cord, and then a mafrekis, that's the neck bone, but Pelei Reif Bosi does not cut Reif of the Basa. So therefore, the Eif is not called a Mace, it's not called a Nevela. Ziri before was talking about where you cut the Mafrekis, but also Reif of the Basa, Reif of the width of the meat there. But by Malika, you do not cut Reif Basa. Therefore, by the time you get to the Simonim, the Eif is still alive. Therefore, it's called a Mace Malika. Samar says, Ki Solik Reb Zerah, and Reb Zerah went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabami, he found Rabami. The Yasvi, he was sitting down, he was saying over this halacha. He was saying over the halacha of Ziri, that if you cut the mafrekis and roiv basa, so the behemoth is called a nevela. So Ziri found that Rav Ami was saying over the halacha of Ziri. So Omale, so right away, Reb Zera asked the question to Rav Ami, like how could Ziri say that if you make him a cut the mafrekas from where his boss is called a nevela, it's called a mesa, if so, Awakash, how do you ever have a malika? The cool malika also first you cut the shed with the mafrekas before you get to the simonim. Simon says, Ishtoimim kishochode, he kept quiet for a second. There's a posik in the Neil. The first Rav Ami did not know what to answer. But Omalei, then Rav Ami answered back, it's like this. Omalei, Eima, rather be gurus in Ziri's halacha, that kachu oisa, or not in Ziri, but they said, this is the way malika is. The question is not a good question, because kachu oisa, this is the way you make a malika. That choytech shedra, first true, you cut through the back of the neck, through the spinal cord, or mafrek is the neck bone, belay roi basa, but you not cut through roi of the basa. Therefore, the oif is not considered a mesa yet, it's not considered a nevela yet, therefore, b'shas, you cut this simonim with the malika, it's called a maisa malika. That's how malika works. A koporim, it's not a kasha on Ziri, he only meant we also cut rape of the bosa. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Nam Yochi, we learn like this also, that Ketzad Molkin Chatesayf. How do we make a malika on a Chatesayf? So it says, Choytech Shedra, the kerim with his thumbs, cuts through, with his nail, he cuts through the Shedra, the spinal cord, Omafrekis, the neck bone, Belay Rav Bosa, without cutting Rav of the width of the Bosa of the neck. Achimigia Leveshet, till he comes to the Veshet, that's the food pipe, or the corner, or else to the windpipe. Either one of these is good. Malika by Oif, even the Shkita only has to be on one simen, and Befrat by Chatis Oif, the Malika is only on one simen. Lafuke Ulasef, the Malika is on both. But by Chatis Oif, the Malika is only on one. So therefore it says, press down Achimigia Leveshet or Lakona. Now, when he reaches the Veshet of the Kana, then the locher is Choytech Simen Echad. So yes, the Lashon is that Hegiel Veshet of the Kana, when the coin reaches to the Veshet of the Kana, so Choytech Simen Echad, he has to press down and cut one of the two Simonim, or else Rav of the one of the two Simonim. And V'Rav Basima, and then he continues and cuts Rav of the Basra of the neck. So you see clearly the Rav of the Basra is first done after the Simonim, and not before to make it a mesa. Now that's by a chatas seif. What about the oila seif? Let's say by a korban oila. Then shnayim, when the kohen comes down after he cuts through the shed with the mafrekis, now he has to cut through both of the simonim, or else oirav shnayim, or else rov of the shnayim. And then again he cuts rov of the basa. So again, it's not a kasha and ziri that before the oif is called the mesa, before he cut the rov of the basa, he makes the malika on the simonim. Now the Gemara says, man, who does this last brisa go according to? E Rabbonin, if it goes according to the Rabbonin, Shita, we'll soon see which Rabbonin, Amri, they say, Shnayim Dafka, that you have to cut both complete simonim, you cannot say Ruba Kakula. We'll soon see where the Machlokes Rabbonin Reb Shimon is. Ik Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, if it goes according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, Amri, he says, Roiv Shnayim, it's enough just to cut Roiv Shnayim. You do not have to have both of them. Sakamir, it says, Ubayla says Shnayim or Roiv Shnayim. If you have to have Imona Shachriya, you have to have one or the other, but not either or. Samur Sinai Nechanami, aim of the Bryson means like this. Shnayim l'Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan Shiti, you have to cut complete two simanim by an Ola Saif. And Roiv Shnayim l'Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. And Nechanami, according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, then it's enough the Malika just to cut Roiv of the two simanim. That's one tale. The Bryson means let's start the Menachanami. The boy is saying another tale could be, I'll tell you, Hover Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Both, the whole Bryson goes according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. That he says it's enough to have Roiv of the simanim. If so, mashnayim, what does it mean to say two? It just means to say daimalishnayim, it's like two, which means to say roiv is enough. Rashi says shedaimalishnayim lechatchila binin sheyechtech roiv lehedya. Lechatchila, you have to cut really roiv, means mamash like 90% of it. Sheyenirulanayim shuroiv, you can see clearly roiv of it is cut. A roiv shnayim means veafilu roiv mitzumsim, even though let's say 70% of it. That just about makes the rave, 60% of it just about makes the rave, that's also kosher. So the kids are going according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. We're only saying lechatchila should have to have more than just am a rave, but rave of the rave should be cut. That's called rave hanir lanayim. But the dievet is even good as long as you have rave cut. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Nishpura Mafrekis, for rave bossi mo. Let's say by a person. If his mafrekis, if his neck bone was cracked, broken, and roiv of the bust, the roiv of the width of the neck was also cut, so lochar is, mitama b'yel, he's considered a mace already, and therefore in his body has tumas oil, has tumas mace on it. And Rashi says, nishpura mafrekis means b'yodam. For his question, I have him tell me, because the question, oisa maisa d'yeli, I have a question by Eli over there, Rashi says, there says mafrekis below roiv bust heavy. There just he cut his neck bone got split, without cutting across rove of the bosa. The koron le mace, the bosa considered as a mace there. It says, v'tishpum rafrakosai, v'yomus, mashma, just by cutting through the rafrakosai, just by cutting through the neck bone alone, that's enough to give it other mashay mace. And here, Rav Yudah Mashmuel says, it has to be both nishpum rafrakis and rove bosa. So my answer is, I'll tell you, zikna shani, an older person's akena is different. Either that was older, so by him just cutting the neck bone killed him. But by a healthy person, it could be you have to cut through both the neck bone and rave of the bossa. Tefsir, the pasuk says, Vayi kiskirus Arno Kim, when they mentioned him about the Arno Kim that was captured by a plishtim, Vayipo mealakisa that acharonis, that Eli fell backwards off his chair, Vayadyad hashav atishpa mefakosa vayamis, he broke his neck bone and he broke. And the pasuk tells us clearly, why? Ki zokeinu ish v'kovei, the person was very old. The kid is only here by Eli, since he was very old, by him breaking the neck bone alone, killed him, gave him a shame, Tumas Mace, was a mace. By shanking by a healthy person, that's what the Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says, no, you have to cut through both, the Mafrekis and Reib of the Bosa. Now, Amar Reb Shmuel by Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yechanan, Koro Kedag, let's say you take a person, and you slice him, you cut him, you rip him up, like a fish, is matama b'yoyel, right away he's considered a mace, he has luck like tumas oil. And Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak, umigaba, it means to say if you rip him down his back, if you like split him down his back, that's considered a mesa. And the Chiddush says, even though the person is still moving around, shaking around, he's considered a mace already. Amar Shmuel says also, gistura, you take an animal, and your mama slice him in two, Rashi says, Shirach b'lerach, you slice him right down the middle. Or else, Ayibit Savora Kuli, cut off his whole neck. Or else, Ayibit Shedra, by the spine. Ada Chalal until the Chalal. If so, Rashi says, anything you cut into two is called the Gisterel. So, Loch is Nevela. The animal right away is considered a Nevela. It's considered mace. Again, even though it's shaking ground, still considered a Nevela. Now, another Loch is Omer Rebeloza. Nitel Hayerach, if you take off the thigh of an animal, v'cholol shalo nikur, and he could tell the hollowness there, the cavity there, like is noticeable. So lochra is also nevela, sit like the animal is a mace, it's sitting on nevela. Rashi says, nitel hayerach, you take off the thigh, meaning mimokim chiburay, the buka diatma, where the thigh is attached into the body. And over there, Rashi says, "V'cholu shalom is kleimar loy shenitol etzen im ktsas abosa." If you took out the bone with some of the inside meat, v'nisha boselyon v'or achatz yerech hashlishis v'chayfes semaka was covered up, because over there it's only a treifa, like we'll have later on. But over here, where all the meat was taken out, and he could tell the cavity there, here it's called an avela. Rashi says, "V'achilu v'afilu b'chaya mitama." Even though it looks like it's alive still, it has tumas nevela on it. Now, Mer says, "Heichi domi cholul shalom nikur." How is it considered the cavity there is noticeable? Or marova kol shiravutza. Anytime the animal crouches down, veniras chaser, and you can tell something is missing there, that's called a cholul shalom. Rashi says, "Derech abeim meluvoitz ayirech abeim." Usually, crouches down on his thighs. It covers up its thighs over there. And over there, if you can tell its chos, you can tell the cavity there, that's called a snicker. Tanan Halsim learned also a Mishnah in Oilis that Hutsu Roshayim, if you chopped or sliced off the heads of the Shemoyna Shrotzim, Afa Pish Mefachasin, even though the animal is still shaking around, the Shrotzim is still shaking around, Mitamim have a Tumah Sheretz on them. The real is Kizon of Halto, it's like the tail of Halto. After you cut off its tail, Shemafachasis, the still just shakes around, but it's not called Chiyas, that's called a Mesa. Now, my Hutsu, what does it mean to say it was cut off? So, Rashlok Shamal Hutsu Mamish, that you cut off that completely, that's called Hutas. Rabasi Yomar, Rabasi Omar Rabbi Mani, Kavdolas Ola Saif. It just means like you separate the Eilas Seif, just means to say you cut through both simonim, but you do not have to cut the neck off, the head off completely, that's not attached. It's enough just to cut through both simonim. That also makes it for Nevela. Omele Rebiyim L'Rabasi, Kavdolas Eilas Seif L'Rabonim, V'loi Pagisu. Do you mean to say the Rabonim sheet, it has to be Kulo, and therefore you don't argue with Rosh Lakish, that's also called Hutus Mamish. I do me Kavdolas Eilas Seif, Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, that he says is enough just to cut off rave of the two simonim. Upagism, and then you argue. Omalei said back to him, Kavdolas, Oyla said, Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Upagidim, and Chnami means to argue that you do not have to cut off the headlight completely. It's enough just to cut through rave of the two simonim. That also makes it like it's mace, like the sheretz is macerated, it'll have tumas shirotzim. And he could the army something like this. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Hut Sumamish, he says, no, what's called Tumas Sheretz? If you slice off the head completely. Rabas Yom Rav Mani, he said, no, Kavdolas Eila Soif, just means that you have to cut it like you cut through the Eila Soif. You cut through the two Simonim. And he says clearly, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that Rav Shnayim is not just a cut through Rav Shnayim, not Kulay. Now the Marfan explains, my Rabbonin and my Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. Where is this machlokes between the Rabbonin and the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon? The Tani will like this. The pasuk in Vayikra, "V'yes Hasheni Yase Oila." The second korban you should bring for Oila Soif. Kemishpat, it should be like the loch of the other one. So Rashi says, "V'yes Hasheni means Oila Soif Shochayva." Was the chayv to bring Oila Soif? Ksev Gabi Shmiyas Hakol. If you heard a kol, shu maybe bedalis. If you can't afford to bring the animals, you bring the two birds. So the parsha sal yoina says kishu mevi biashiras diba v'chatas beima. When you could afford it, you bring a chatas beima. If not, you bring an ela seif. If shmiyas kol means you heard edis and you don't say it over. So it says what that this ela seif is kemishpat. It has the same malacha. So what does it mean kemishpat? So mudashin kemishpat chatas beima. The same malacha like the mishpat are bringing the chatas beima. You want to tell me Kemishpat Chatas Beima means to say this Oila Seif has the same halacha like a Chatas Beima? Or Yehini maybe not that way, Yel Kemishpat Chatas Seif, that this Oila Seif has the same halacha like a Chatas Seif? If Sadiq Mar says no, Kishuim, when the Pasuk says Vekrivui, the Mashmah, you have to bring this one separately, this Oila Seif is different, is Cholak HaKosiv, Ben Chatas Seif Oila Seif. The Pasuk is saying clearly that there's a difference the way you bring a Chatas Seif or an Oila Seif. So when the Pasuk says that this Oila Seif has the same halacha like the Mishpat of a Chatas, it can't mean it has the same halacha like a Chatas Seif, because the Pasuk says clearly there's a difference between the two of them. And Lamai, the Pasuk means Kemishpat here that this Oila Seif has the same halacha like a Chatas Behemo. If so, umani mekan kemishpat kemishpat. What do I do with the pasuk kemishpat? That this oil of soif has locked like one other carbon. It must mean the Gemara says kemishpat chatas behema. That this oil, an oil of soif has the same lock like a chatas behema. Now, what does it mean to say ma chatas behema? Just like when you shech the chatas behema, einai bo elo min hachulin. Just like a carbon oil chatas. You can only bring it from chulin. Means the money has to be money of chulin and Rashi. Like Rashi says, "For loy mi moyis maisisheni." Can't bring it for money that you have from maisisheni. And later on, we learn that from a pasuk. So that's one drasha. Just like the chatas beima only comes from chulin, who was in an olas oif only comes from chulin. Secondly, uvayoyim can only bring a korban biyoyim. Rashi says, "Shein chatas hakruav ela biyoyim kedachsiv fashas yom kipurim." If so, who adin oil asayif also was only brought by yom. Over yodi hayimonis, you only could use your right hand. Rashi says sheina avodosik shera shela biyamin. The yisibo of lokach hakoyin midam achatas betzbo. The chemum menachos komokim shnei meetzbo kuna eni rali yamin. So beichat esayif this rik as adam has to be done with his right hand. If so, who adin the malika by oil asayif also is af. Same thing here, by the Ola Soif, all the Avodis are done with his right hand. Anything to be done with the hand has to be done with the right hand. Both the Malika and the Zrika has to be done with the right. So that's the limud we're learning out, Ola Soif from a Chatas Behema. So Morias, Imal Halan, if maybe just like by a Chatas Behema, but Roiv Shnayim, it's enough just to make the Shechita and Roiv of the two Simonim. True, you have to make a shechita on both simonim, but you don't have to cut the whole simon. It's enough to cut the majority of the simon. Maybe Yavkan here also, but Ulas Oif, but Roiv Shnaim, it's enough to make the Malika on Roiv of the two simonim, not the complete two simonim. On this Talmud, the Pasuk says no, or Molak Vehikter. We have Ekesh, we learn out Malika from Haktorah of burning the Oif. If so, it's like this. Ma Haktorah, just when it came to burn the Ulas Oif. Harosh biyatma. The pasuk says you have to burn the head by itself. V'haguf biyatma. Then you burn the guf by itself. You burn them separately. So in other words, it's completely separated. Is that malika order when you make the malika harosh biyatma v'haguf biyatma? V'shas malika, you have to press down completely and cut through both simonim completely. This is the way the rabbanan dashen. That's how the rabbanan dashen is halacha by oil asayif. The malika has to be done with a complete two simonim, not just roiv, but a complete two simonim. From this pasuk of umolak v'hikter, that's the rabbanan shita. Now Rabbi Shmuel says kemishpat chatas soif, means to say that the halacha of the oila soif is the same halacha like a chatas soif. What does it mean to teach us? Ma chatas soif, just like a chatas soif, the pasuk says clearly mimul oirif, like where do you make the malika? On the side of the backbone is af oila soif, the same thing by oila soif bimul oirif. The makam amalika is the back of the neck, a little bit below the head. That's the drasha. Imal hala, maybe just like by a chatas soif, moilak v'yena mavdol b'simen echad. All you have to do is just make amalika through one simen, but not even through both simen. You don't have to divide the head off. Maybe afkan here also by oila soif. Make a malika v'yena mavdul b'simonim. Maybe you don't have to be mavdul cut off both simonim. Maybe just b'simon echad is enough. On this Talmud, the pasuk says v'ikrivui, that there's a difference. There's a difference between an oila soif and a chatas soif. That a chatas soif, it's enough just to have one simon, but by oila soif you have to have two simonim. So this is the way Rabbi Shmuel dashens. Again, Rabbi Shmuel dashens kemishpat. Kemishpat means the oila soif and the same look like a chatas soif. That if where the mokama malika is, it's mimul oirif. It doesn't say by oila soif, it says by chata soif. To learn out oila soif from chata soif, where the mokama malika has to be mimul oirif. Then the chlami, either person says v'kribu, there's a difference. That's negate to how many simonim you have to cut. By oila soif, you have to cut both simonim with the malika, and by chata soif, it's enough to cut one. Now, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, and Mishav like this. Kemishpat, what does it mean, kemishpat? After again, after this oila soif, it says the word kemishpat, that this oila soif has the same malach like another one. It means to say kemishpat chata soif has the same malach like a chata soif. What does that mean to say? Mal halan, just like by a chata soif, oiches barosh, you have to grab hold of the head of it. uva guf, and with the body you mazer. That's the way you spritz the dam onto the mizbeach. Rashi says liyacha maliki, after you make the malika heavy hazor, then you spritz the dam because you sibach to save. Kabishmias kol vihiza midam achatis. Shmuel says, according to Bishmuel, Afkan who would do Oilasof also the same way. But Oilasof, the same alokar is, Oichas Barosh, he has to grab a hold of the head, Uva Guf, and the body of the bird, Umaze, and this he spritzes. Shmuel says, my comma, what does Reb Lezer mean to say? What is Reb Lezer Bishmuel mean to say, my comma? Holy comma, this is what it means to say. Malahalan, just like over there by Echate Soif. Kishu oiches horosh beguf mazer, he's true holding on to the guf, to the bird itself. But the head is still attached. The head is still attached to the guf. That's all your mazer, you spritch the dam onto the mizbeach. Is afkan irosa ba'ilosoif. Kishu oiches horosh beguf, where the head is still attached to the guf of the bird, that's mazer, that's the way he spritzes the dam onto the mizbeach. So the kitzur, the head is still attached to the body. If so, we mal halam b'simen echad, maybe by just like chata soif, all you have to do is just cut through one simen, and the second simen is still attached. Maybe afkam b'simen echad, maybe by ulah soif also was enough just to cut through one simen, and the second simen can still be attached. On this note, Tam Lem, the pasuk says, v'krivui, that there's a difference between the akrova of an ulah soif and a chata soif. And like we'll soon see, the shot from Lazar Shimon is, Enachnam, you have to cut through both Simonim, but not Kuloi. It's enough just to cut through a Roy with the two Simonim. So these are the two Sheetahs. The Tanakhama, the Rabbanan Sheetah is, you have to cut Kuloi, both of the complete two Simonim. And according to Lazar Shimon, it's not to cut just to cut through Roy of the two Simonim by Malika Ashoif. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So you have to wait, don't have to tape now, you have to wait till the other side, wait till the tape ends, and then turn over, we'll do the next half on the other side of this tape.